This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 365. We're up to the next sequel into the Police Story. We're at the Police Story 3. Now this is a new title to it. Now it's called Super Cop, okay? With Jackie Chan and Michelle Yao. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, introduce our special guest.
All right, we got a special guest. He's been on before for a couple of episodes. He's joining us now for these two episodes, and he'll be joining us in the future for some other episodes. Please say hello to our special guest, David from the Faces for Radio. David, let them know who you are, where they could find you, plug your stuff.
All right, plugging my stuff, shameless plug. You guys can find me at Faces for Radio on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all the books and grams. We do a live show every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, where we look at five or more new releases each week and review them. My partner, Rich, also known as TurnerFan77, joins me every week. And then we have Movie News at 5, which airs every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific.
There you go. And we've had Rich on here too, and he is a funny guy. So I think he has signed up for some future episodes as well. But yes, these are our buddies. We've done a couple of crossovers with them over on YouTube and here on our podcast. So David, it's a pleasure to have you. Looking forward to reviewing these movies.
Let's get to the Rotten Tomatoes, okay?
Okay.
Let's see what the critics and audience have to say about Super
All right, Alex,
Cop.
I'm going to be honest. This one's pretty interesting. I'm not going to lie to you. This one's pretty interesting. So by the way, Police Story 3 is what it's known internationally. Super Cop, really what it's known in America. That was like sort of the release title here. Because this is another movie, we talked about it last week, with both Black Mask and Police Story 2. Different regions, different cuts, different titles. Like, it's not just like one movie that's the same all over the place. Rotten Tomatoes was interesting. So, let's go to the audience score first. The audience score actually went down 2% from Police Story 2. So, it's still good, 75. Police Story 2 was a 77. But Police Story 1 was an 80-something. So,
89.
89. So, it went from 89 to 77 to 75. So, with audiences, down a little bit. With critics, this actually is up 9% to a 93, which is the exact same as the first movie. Police Story 1 had a 93, Police Story 2 had an 84, Police Story 3, 93. These critically are like, these are like some top tier action films for critics. And for audiences, honestly, if 75 is your worst, not bad.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, 3 out of 4 people are saying, this movie's good. That's pretty good. Like, the gap is 20% nearly between critics and audiences on this one. The other ones have all been much closer.
Yeah. I mean, it's just weird that the critics love this franchise.
Yeah, they love it. They love Jackie Chan. He's just a lovable little guy.
All right, let's get right into it. The character, all right? Jackie Chan is back as a senior inspector Wong, or Chang?
Chan.
Chang, and then Inspector Jessica, which is played by Michelle Yao. So David, you're going to take it from here as the lead. What do you think of the leads?
Oh, dude, I mean, you've got Jackie Chan as Kevin Chan, part of the franchise is great. Introduce Michelle Yeoh, who comes in as Chief Inspector Yang of the China Police Force. I think it's awesome. I went 5 for the leads because you've got 2 big name dudes in the front and bad guys never stood a chance.
Okay, I gave it a 4. Maybe I'm the low man. Well, you know, I've given him a 4 on the first two movies as well. And I feel like this is consistent as far as the character itself. So the only reason I didn't increase it, although I don't disagree with David necessarily. For me, Chan is the same guy again as he was in the first two, except a little, even in this one, a little less funny again. Like, each one is a little less funny than the one before. I feel like Police Story 1 is the funniest one.
I agree.
Police Story 2 had funny parts, and then this one has funny parts, but it's less funny. Each one is less funny than the one before. And then his poor girlfriend, like, she's back. May is back. This girl, I'm surprised she hasn't dumped him yet, because she just be getting sent to other countries, deported, kidnapped. This is the second time she's been kidnapped, and she stays with him. If she's in part 4, I'm going to lose my mind. And then, of course, you have his, not the police chief, but like the guy below the police chief, he's back as well. The guy who had diarrhea the whole second movie.
Oh, yeah, Bill Wong.
Yeah, this time he's back with his water balloon boobs. That part was fun. That part made me laugh. I think he pretty much the same. Like, nothing really is too different about the character. Michelle Yeoh's character, I really liked her. I thought she was really good, but you don't get a lot of backstory other than she's like badass. She's a badass cop. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing nothing really more to her than that. But I still gave them a 4. I think they're fun and they're a good pair. I like they had good chemistry together.
They did. I gave it a 4.5.
Ooh, okay.
Because Michelle Yeoh did elevate Jackie Chan. She added the seasoning. And that was the thing I was telling you. I was like, because I remember when we started Police Story, right? I said, when we got the 4K, you saw Michelle Yeoh and Jackie Chan. I was like, will 3 be the one that I think might be the best of the entire franchise? Even now that we see 1 and 2 and seeing her in it, I'm like, yeah. I was just like, she added a layer to his character that was actually missing. And it was a partner. He needed that partner. Because throughout the first 2 movies, he was by himself doing his stuff. This one, they had a comedic, but they were action-packed. They were together. It was the same shit. It was kind of Rush Hour with Michelle Yeoh and Jackie Chan. It had that, not element, because she could fight. And they just had great chemistry. And they were so funny together. Like, especially when they go to the training section. And they were like, oh, he's a super cop. And he was like, oh yeah, show me. And he's like, no. She was like, yeah. He wants to demonstrate. Yeah.
When he goes in that wheel thing?
Yeah, yeah, with the wheel.
We're going to have you fight this piece of gristle that's running the...
I thought that was like the fun part of the movie. Like, they had some fun parts together, and then they became brothers and sister throughout the thing. And then you see him actually, like, the chemistry between those two, like, when they written it, it actually gave it, like, he didn't like her. He never met her. But then once she became his sister, he started to care for her towards the end, right? Like, she just became his partner. And I kind of liked it. I was like, yo, that was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
May is back.
Poor
May. I feel so bad for her. Yeah, I agree with you, Nate. May is so, it's just so bad. Uncle Bill is actually hilarious in this one, too. But same old, right? He's just the same old his friend.
He has less parts, but he is funny. At least he doesn't have diarrhea the whole time. So that was
No. But other than that, I think that was, and I thought that was pretty funny in the beginning when the other captain comes in and he's just like, we need the super cop to do the DEA, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, nope, I'm not giving you nope. He's gonna do whatever.
He's gonna do like traffic police.
Yeah.
They're trying to give him like a calm, chill job.
Yeah, but they prop the door open so he can hear it.
He can listen.
And then he can go, I want that gig, because they wanted him to do it. They just totally suckered him into it.
And then I like when he said, did you ask me? He goes, I don't need to ask me. I said, yes. I thought that was funny.
She's gonna get kidnapped. I don't need her permission.
Yeah. So I give it a 4.5. I think with Michelle Yeoh, I agree with Nate. I think Jackie Chan's character is not fully there yet within the 3 movies I'm waiting for.
He's just
for,
the same every time.
Yeah, but the fighting. Anyway, 4.5. You gave it a 4. David gave it a 5. Okay, main villain. Now, this is a drug cartel. I know it's a cartel. I don't remember his name. So, Nate, you could take it away with this dude.
Okay, so this one is a in-between of the first 2 movies, in my opinion. Like, the first movie was the old guy who's the drug kingpin, and he sucked. I didn't really care for him. He didn't do anything. And then the second movie, you had the deaf mute guy who in the fireworks factory, but at least he fought. Like, yeah, he was a good fighter. Funny. This guy, I would put him in between in that he's an older guy who's a drug kingpin. He doesn't necessarily fight, but he shoots, he got guns, and he has more character than the first guy. So I did enjoy him. I don't think he's an amazing villain. And then ultimately, like, his demise is sort of like abrupt, in my opinion. But I did like him overall, but I thought he was just solid. I gave him a 3. If he would have been like a martial artist, also 4 or 5, honestly, like depending. But as it is, I still gave him a 3. I liked him, thought he was good, but a little just sort of standard drug kingpin guy.
Okay. David, what you got?
Well, the Chaibot is the master villain, right? So he's in charge of all the stuff, and basically he was like the Dr. Evil of China, and the way he dressed and the way he acted and all that kind of stuff. And then also you've got this guy Panther, who, you know, Inspector Chan like infiltrates and becomes part of his group so that he can get to him, and that's the brother. And then I also considered the wife as the enemy of Chaibot, because they were at odds with the bank account number and holding his money and all that. Again, at no point did I feel that this villain had a chance. So in giving the leads a 5, that makes the villain suffer for me. So I actually went 3.5. I did think it was better than the second one. The villain was better, more character, more depth than the second one. But yeah, still no match for Chan.
Way better than the first one.
Yeah.
Way better. That old guy, all he did was go to court. Like, he didn't do anything. He was the worst.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so you gave it a 3.5, David?
Yes.
Okay, so 3.5 for David. Nate gave it a 3. I agree. I gave it a 3. So he was good for this. He's a typical cartel, if you really look at it. Even American, the same version. I mean, but it was cool because at the end he was on the helicopter. Like he was fighting on top of the train with them. So I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, he didn't do no crazy martial arts stuff, but he was actually getting his hands dirty. So I kind of like that. And I like the brother part. Like, again, I like the scene when they're in the hut with the other military. That scene was actually pretty cool with him and his brother and then Michelle Yeoh and Jackie Chan.
The meeting?
Yeah. That's where he used his brain. He was able to take out that little army.
Yeah.
Basically render him useless. So yeah, that's kind of where my half point came in, because I was like, okay, he's got that intelligence to where he could actually take out somebody like that.
Yeah, so that's the reason I gave it a 3. I thought he was a good planner, like a mastermind. Like he knew what he was going to do. If it wasn't for Jackie Chan, he would have got away with it. So kind of worked. So I kind of liked it. So I gave it a 3. Two threes, 3.5. Okay, I already know where we're going to go. David, what you got for action?
I gave it an 11, so no, it's a big old 5, and if I could do Spinal Tap, I'd give it an 11, but the action is nonstop. There's guns, there's explosions, there's fighting. You got Michelle Yeoh, who Jackie Chan even says is the one person that he wouldn't fight. So no, it's a big 5.
What you got, Neat?
Okay. So first movie, we gave a 5. Second movie, we gave a 5. Now, I was interested, though. I knew this was going to have action, obviously. But different director. No more Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan directed the first two. Right. We got Stanley Tong. So I wasn't so much looking for... I didn't think it was going to be like less action, per se. But I wanted to see the difference in filmmaking on the action. And it is different. But it's still good. I don't know. Like, it's not like worse. It's just different the way they shoot. No slow-mo or anything here. No repeated shots the way sometimes Jackie Chan will like do a same shot multiple times. You don't get any of that stuff, but everything is still wide. It's still not like edited to hell where it's all chopped up and it's just like little blips of, you could see everything everyone's doing. Loved it. Jackie Chan. I don't think Jackie Chan has a fight in this that's as good as the fight in part 2, like in the park. So far, that's my favorite fight of his in the series. Like individual fight. He fights in here, like there's the little fight at the bar where he's pretty much just trying to prevent Panther from like hurting the cops. He's not really like fighting hard. And then you have the fight in the training, like in that dojo place at the beginning. Like it was cool, but not as good as the park fight. However, Michelle Yeoh, she got all the best fight scenes. She's throwing kicks. She's fast. She's acrobatic. She's awesome. This is like, if you haven't seen this movie and you've only known her as like an older actress, this movie is a showcase for her skill. And Jackie Chan's still great in the stunts, but I'm just talking like fights. He didn't have a standout, but she did. And then the stunts are great. This guy's freaking dangling from first they go on a zip line. That was horrifying, down that mountain, just holding on to it. Then he's dangling from a rope on the helicopter, a ladder. And you know, I did what you said, Alex. I watched the credits where it has the Kung Fu Fighting song playing. And it shows behind the scenes of him.
Yeah.
Dang, I'm like, the dude's insane. And I love it. So I gave it a 5. It's still good. It's great. It's got a lot of action and it was fantastic.
Well, even crazy, like right when you watch at the end, he almost killed himself when he did the kick up and he almost fell off the train.
Oh, yeah.
Then crazy. Michelle Yeoh jumps on top of the car and he holds her and she falls off the car into the highway. And then the other guy falls into the, and they all have to stop the cars and jump.
Like, and whoever took the fall when May gets thrown like off the thing and like onto like a car or something. Whoever, from the helicopter. If that's not that actress. Yeah, from the helicopter. Whoever had to do that fall.
Yeah.
It had to absolutely hurt like hell.
Well, I'll give a lot of respect to Michelle Yeoh because she did all her stunts. And you see it at the end of the film. She gets on the motorcycle and she jumps on top of the train. And I was like, she drives off the train because they have the timing right. She's falling off the train into boxes. And I was just like, holy crap. So I give her a lot of respect. I know Michelle Yeoh, when I first saw her was in Tomorrow Never Dies. That was the first movie I ever seen her with in the 007 series. I think to me, that's the first movie that brought her to the United States. Was the 007
I think so.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Was that so. One. Then I know her as Captain. I forgot her name, Captain, but she's in Star Trek Discovery. And she brings that Kung Fu shit to Star Trek. And it is dope. I'm telling you, I tell everybody this. Watch that season. Just watch Michelle Yeoh as the captain. When she fights these dudes, I'm like, it is dope. She's great. But anyway, in terms of action, this movie has it all. When I finished this movie, I was like, this is the best one so far that I've seen. And I'm not taking away the park scene. The park scene is, I agree with Nate, it is the best scene in so far in the 3 films. But in terms of beginning to end, this movie, I was glued. I was literally invested into the movie with the action. The beginning of the movie, the dude kills the judge or whoever the hell it is. this for the account. And I was like, this set feels like an actual theatrical movie. Like, whereas the first two movies, it did not feel like that. And I agree with Nate. Two different directors. And you know, it's kind of funny. Jackie Chang shoots his movies. And I don't know if you guys didn't agree with me, but shoots his movies just like Chad Kerensky and David Leitch, because he was a stuntman.
They're more focused on the stuntman.
Yeah. Like, if you see the way Jackie Chang filmed those two first two movies, looks exactly like a John Wick or any other movies that these guys did. Again, Jackie Chang's camera work back then is not the high tech that you get now. So it would have been more polished now with the, you know, color grading and everything. But this guy brings, whoever did this movie did like the actual
Stanley
film director.
Tong.
Yeah, he's like a director. And you could see it in the editing and everything. But man, Nate, you're right. Because what he did with those camera shots, I thought it was good, because he put more you into the action. Like, he figured out how to do it with the camera work, and I thought it was dope. I literally thought it was dope. And Michelle Yao, yeah, she was really good. Oh, my favorite scene is in the hut when he was like, fake throw the grenade. And she threw it. And the thing in the flap closed the door. He said, what are you doing? He's like, I told you fake throw. I thought that was pretty funny. Like, again, cool chemistry like that. Or when she's shooting the machine gun and she falls on top of him and he's holding her. Yeah, so they had some cool scenes together, and I thought that was pretty cool. The restaurant scene, I thought, was pretty good. Them running away with Panther to make him with the captain, because it was a seize. And I thought that was pretty cool. In the street, when he was handcuffed, and she ran, and she did the double kick with the chairs.
Over the top of the dudes, like, psh. Yeah,
she just went, pow! I was like, oh my God, this movie's dope. Oh no, that's a 5. Yeah, that's a 5 across the board. Okay, storyline. Take it away, Nate.
Okay, it's good. I think the storyline's really good. I've liked all the storylines in these movies. I think they all work. They're all a little different. This one is the first one, like, he goes undercover. Like, the first two movies, he was not undercover. He was just being a cop doing his job. This is the first one where he goes undercover in a different location. So that was cool. You have the dynamic of him and Michelle Yeoh's character. At first, it was a little weird, because he's like kind of flirting with her. I was like, okay, well, disrespect to May. May just constantly getting disrespected in these movies. But then they, you know, that doesn't last, at least. It's not constant throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
So I agree with you, Alex, in that giving him a partner adds a layer to the story that I thought was interesting. I gave it a 4. I still think it's strong. For me, a 5 for storyline, it has to be like something really incredible. And here, it's like a really top tier of this format of the undercover into a crime organization. One thing I don't like about these movies, this goes for all three of them, these movies don't really end. They just sort of stop. Like, there's a difference. There's no ending. They just stop. They just stop being a movie. Like, there's no repercussions. They don't show anything that happens for anything that, like, this movie ends with them sitting on the train talking, and they're joking around like, oh, the money belongs to the Chinese people. Whatever. And then the credits start. I'm like,
that sounded exactly like Michelle Yeoh, bro.
That was the voiceover.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. You know how they do voiceovers. That's how they be talking. Yeah. So I was like, what? It just stops. And then the credits start. So I think the endings are kind of weak. But overall, I think it's a really good story. I give it a 4.
All right. David, what you got?
All right. I gave it a 4 as well. And for a lot of the same reasons as Nate, you got the different layer with Michelle Yeoh. I like the storyline with the wife and how the husband's trying to get the account numbers from the wife so he could pay off the soldier, the Noriega guy in the woods and things like that. My only thing is, if you come in cold to this, and a lot of people came into this as Supercop and not Police Story 3, they came in and watched this and go, okay, I don't know who this guy is, what the heck's going on. So you kind of need the first two movies, right, to get an idea of who Jackie Chan's character is, because he comes in and he's automatically doing his spiel, and the chancellor and Uncle Bill is like trying to get him, and okay, and you're like, okay, so he's a super cop, and now I'm trying to catch on to going on. But then enter Michelle Yeoh, who, you know, didn't have any bearing in the first two movies, and then you're catching up to the story and getting up to it. So I gave it a 4 as well. I think you have to have at least the first movie or both two or the first two movies before you can come into this one and get the full story. But even still, you can catch on to what's going on and figure it out by the end. And there's a lot of layers to this that I really liked.
You know what this movie needed, Alex and Dave? That thing in the beginning of part two where they show what happened in part one. Remember?
Oh, the previously?
Yeah, the little, Chan, yeah. The little recap. Yeah.
On our last episode of Police Story.
Yeah. I call it the Resident Evil. Remember, every Resident Evil movie started with all the other movies.
Like, my name is Alice.
Yeah, that would work. But I agree with that. That's a good point.
All right. Well, I agree with both of you. I gave it a 4. I like it. And you know, it's funny. I kind of like this story more than 1 and 2. That's just me. And I guess because I could follow it, because I kind of knew where it was going to go.
It's because you watched it in English.
Yeah. Pretty much. I didn't have to read it. Because let me tell you, the first two movies, I kind of lost. I was like, what's going on here? I felt like Beetlejuice. I was like, what's going on here, guys? Anyway, no, but this one, I kind of, again, I followed it because, yeah, it was English dubbed and everything. So I kind of was into it, the movie more. I did enjoy it more because he did go undercover. And it was more fun. I do agree we lost the comedic parts that was kind of really fun about the character. But I thought in terms of this franchise, I think they got better with writing. And I think because of the stunts and everything, they figured out how to use Jackie Chan even better. But the storyline was pretty cool. He infiltrated, you know, he knew the weak guy was his brother and they figured that out. And then the scene with May at the resort was kind of even hilarious. That was mad funny with the massage. Yeah. Just his nose. Yeah, so he saw the nose and she's like trying to figure it out. So that was kind of funny. But I didn't think this was boring at all. I mean, I didn't even think the first two movies were boring either.
The second one had some boring parts, but that's because it was like long. It was 2 hours. Longer. This one's only 90 minutes.
But I felt this movie went faster for some reason.
It is shorter and the pacing was really good.
The pacing was really good.
I liked it. I thought it was really good. So I gave it a 4 also. Okay, overall, David, what you got for overall?
Okay, overall, this is my second favorite martial arts movie of all time. So it's a 5. I think overall, I love this movie. I watch it all the time. And that's why I bought the special edition from 88 Films with all the goodies in it. So yeah, absolutely loved it. Loved Michelle Yeoh since the beginning. And definitely a 5 here.
All right, what you got, Dean?
All right. Well, I like that this is your second favorite movie because me and Alex, this is our first time watching any of these movies.
Yeah, I've never seen none of them.
I've seen it once and I really enjoyed it. So far, a great franchise. I've liked all of these movies a lot. I've thought they've all been entertaining, some in different ways, but I gave it a 4 still. It's just all of these movies could get to 5s for me. Like if I rewatched them multiple times, they seem like the kind of movies that I would like more. Like Rush Hour. I feel the same way about Rush Hour, honestly. I liked Rush Hour when I was a kid, but as an adult, I like it even more. Like I even appreciate it more. And these, I feel like they have that same value to them. Alex, the English dub, I do have to say, I almost wanted a minus one whole point. This, I don't think it's just the English dub. I'm assuming this is in both versions. The opening credits for this movie got to be one of the worst opening credits I've ever seen in my life. What is going on? It's like a weird video game of like images of Jackie Chan and then like mm-hmm. people going, ah! Like, what is this? It was horror. I thought I put in the wrong movie. Yeah. Yeah.
my wife was like, I love this movie. Can we fast forward to this? I don't want to watch this. She didn't want to watch the opening credits. She wanted to fast forward it. It was funny because you mentioned that.
This has to go in the Hall of Fame of worst opening credits of any movie I've ever seen. On this podcast, it has to be the worst.
Yeah, it'd be the worst.
It's so terrible. So I was nervous. I was like, what in the hell is going on here? But anyway, after that, it gets better. So past those opening credits, guys, it gets better. But yeah, it's a 4 for me. I thought it was very good, very well shot, less funny. I would, you know, if they brought more of the humor back, this might have been at least a 4.5. At least I missed it. I did miss it. I was like, I want some more goofy stuff, and it's just not there.
Okay. Well, I gave it a 5. I think this is the best one, hands down, so far of the 3. I like this one a lot and I'm happy I got it in 4K because I was like kind of debating if I was going to buy the Blu-ray over it and I was just like, let's just spend the 20 because it was on sale. It looked great. It sounded great too. And you know what I will say though? Because we so far for this whole month, I've just been listening to English dubs. I've been watching a lot of Asian martial arts movies. This one has to be the best one that had the people in the booths talking.
Well, Jackie Chan did his own dub, which is cool.
So did Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah.
Michelle Yeoh did hers. So it's actually them speaking English.
Because honestly, I was just like, man, this sounds way better than the stuff that I've seen like for the whole past week. So yeah, I got to say, I did enjoy this movie a lot. I think the action movie, I'd be watching this movie a lot more. I'm going to be honest with you. I could pop this on again. Total points. Nate, what you got?
Total, I have a 20 out of a 25. I think this is my highest of the 3 movies. Did I like it way better? Now, I wouldn't say way better. I think I liked it more, but I liked all of them a lot. They're almost equal. Like, they're all so good. Also, though, I did want to mention before I finish, weird ass soundtrack in this movie. Very weird in this US release. I don't know if it's the same on the other one. I'm going to say it's probably not.
No, the Hong Kong release is different.
Okay. Okay, good. Because not only do you have that weird Kung Fu fighting song at the end, you also have a really weird version of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees sung by some random people. And then a Tupac song right in the middle. He shows up in a helicopter and Tupac is, I'm like, what is going on? So definitely very, very US, the soundtrack here, but 20 out of 25.
All right, David, what you got?
I got a 22.5 out of 25. I'm happy with that. I think that's exactly what I wanted. Yeah, I've seen this movie over 50 times. So it's definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, I gave it a 21.5. I think this one so far for me is the best one in the series. I know we got three more to go. Oh, no, one more to go. And then I brought the other two to see where we go. I brought Lockdown and then A New Police Story. But now that I know there's Super Cop 2, I will be hunting down Super Cop 2.
Yeah.
And adding it to the collection. So, okay, so with that said, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
All right. So next episode, we will be covering a 2000s movie, a mid-2000s movie starring Jet Li. For our Jet Li month, it's a movie called Unleashed. So we'll be going over that. David will be back for that episode. He'll be reviewing with us. And then the next week, we wrap up. Alex, we've come to the end. Now, like I said, this is a weird franchise. We're coming to the end of the original four Police Story movies. This one's called, here in the States, it's called Jackie Chan's First Strike. But it's the same character playing the same guy as the first three movies. But we're not doing the new Police Story or Lockdown, which are like rebooted Police Story movies. So we'll be wrapping up this franchise with that fourth movie. But what a blast it's been, huh? Like, this is a solid franchise, honestly. This is a really, really good one.
I've been having a blast with this one.
I haven't disliked any of them at all.
No, I enjoyed all of them. It's a shame that they don't sell first two in 4K.
But those Criterion Blu-rays look
amazing. They look great.
I can't even imagine them looking much better. Yeah, like, they look amazing.
It just looks weird. Yeah. Blu-ray, two-pack, and then 4K.
It looks weird on your shelf, not...
Yeah. Not on screen. No, I thought they looked great. Yeah. But it's just gonna... It looks weird, the packaging.
That's a pet peeve. That's a collector pet peeve.
It is.
These are Blu-ray. I need a 4K.
Well, they do have them in 4K. It's just mad expensive because it comes with the three-pack. I mean, it's like 180 or something like that. I was like, I ain't paying 180 for three of these in movies.
And then you could get First Strike on Blu-ray for like $7.
Yeah, so I was like... so, and then I brought...
It must be the worst. We haven't seen it yet. But it must be the worst.
I brought Lockdown for $15, and then I got the other movie for $10, the new Police Story. So I was just like, I'm not going to spend
$25
for it. Yeah, it's not bad. But now I own the entire collection. All right, yes. David, plug in your stuff.
All right, plug in my stuff. Faces for Radio podcast is on Wednesday nights, 6 p.m. It's at Faces, the number 4 radio on YouTube. We're also on Instagram and Facebook and all that jazz. So definitely check us out on Wednesday nights.
All right, guys, the day you have you guys and want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything AMG podcast, you can follow us at Geeks and Flicks on Instagram. We have a YouTube channel at youtube.com/actionmovieguys. You guys can listen to all the podcast episodes there, or you can listen to it on a YouTube Music. You guys can check out there or anywhere you listen to your podcast platforms. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.